The Hidden Node for August the 14th, 2014. This is episode 15 of the Dog Days of Podcasting series. Hey, everybody. So, not much of a day, simple Thursday, so I'm going to head straight into the monthly topic. So, this episode is listed as cocooning, which is and isn't accurate describing my time period of this. So, I'd best sum this up as 2004, primarily. A little bit of 2003, but mostly 2004, and then into 2005. So, I played a multitude of games during this time period. I had seen other groups, other clans, guilds, societies, whatever. I had, by then, seen my brothers start playing World of Warcraft, things like that. So, by then, I was, you know, already kind of used to the concept of hanging out in the community for some time. However, when I finally started to, really get into gaming and really start to get part of a group, it wasn't until I found role-playing online as a server thing in games. Specifically, the game I'm focusing on for this is, let me backtrack a little bit. So I already talked a little bit about Team Fortress and Counter-Strike. Both of those are mods to the game Half-Life. Not their Source engine. I forget what their original engine was called, because they use Source when it comes to Half-Life 2. I don't remember. But Half-Life 1 was notorious for having a lot of mods. Not just, you know, the big ones, Team Fortress, Counter-Strike. You had all kind of little sub-variants, little teams that made a lot of different interesting fun mods, like Vampire Slayer, or I think Ricochet was a test one Valve officially made, or they picked up the team, I forget which. A lot of different fun little things that mostly, for the most part, have kind of faded to the history of the gaming world. Barely even footnotes. And one of these footnotes was a game called The Specialist. Now, the best way I can describe The Specialist is imagine The Matrix, and you have it for the most part. The game consists of people flying around, jumping off walls, wall climbing, flipping in midair, dashing, diving, somersaulting, all while firing guns, typically two guns, akimbo style, while some people run around with katanas, other people run around throwing stars, and people kicking and throwing grenades all over the place. Then add in slow motion special effects and the ability to do kind of, combo attacks, things like that for the melee. And you end up with a rather interesting, rather fast-paced game called The Specialist. Now, this game was a lot of fun. It appealed very much to my, as other players might call it, Rambo persona in games, in that you have the player who's part of a team, but you go off by yourself and be a badass by yourself. Hence the term Ramboing. That'll come into play in a few episodes. But it was fun. It was a lot of, just enjoyment. But then something interesting occurred. See, the Specialist roleplay was one of the few kind of modern kind of settings in the Half-Life universe, or at least the Half-Life modding universe, that people were able to insert kind of separate things into it. Predominantly, role-playing scenarios. So, the primary map most people played on was called Mecklenburg. I think they always tried to imply that the game took place in Germany, the role-playing servers, but nobody ever really took that up. And fundamentally, the game was a simplified version of Cops and Robbers, in that server admins would set up somebody as the police chief, and he would have the ability to assign deputies and officers and whatever. And through various plugins people had installed, police officers would be able to arrest people, send them to the quote jail, until whatever, resolve them to get out. Then toss in some plugins that give a basic economy, simple money based off a quote-unquote in-game paycheck every so many minutes. And then insert the ability to rob other players. Bam, you have the simplistic cops and robber format of the specialist roleplay. It eventually became much more complicated than that. People would form gangs, people would form mobs. And these are all in character, nobody was taking this serious. At least I hope they weren't taking it serious. But you had people who just, people played corrupt police officers, people paid, at least once an episode. Always got to slip up on something. People would play good guys, people would play bad guys, people would play vigilantes. And the whole time, all the role players would deal with people who were, quote, RDMing, or random deathmatching. Basically, the general rule of thumb on the servers was you had a standing rule of no random deathmatch. You couldn't just run up to somebody and start shooting. You had to role play out why the fight's starting, that type of thing. Typically, for example, if you start saying you're holding a place up and a cop comes in, they're not supposed to just come in and gun you down. They're supposed to role play out, negotiating hostage trade, whatever. Didn't always happen. You'd have a lot of people who, well, what would be described as playing by the plugin, in that the servers were roleplay. You were supposed to pretend. And some people couldn't get past the concept of, well, if the plugin isn't letting me do something or isn't telling me your job is blah, then you can't do that. So you'd have people who were kind of childish in that way. And to be fair, half the player base were probably kids. And we're talking about maybe 15 to 20 servers with populations of around 10 to 20 people online at any given time. Now, imagine a number of these players hopped back and forth between servers looking for, whatever friends they were, and they weren't really too devoted. But on the servers I played on, and I think I played on really long-term a total of 3 servers, you would have a population of around, I'd say on the high end, 50 quasi-regulars, people who would show up at least 3 to 4 times a week. And then you have people like me who were probably literally on the server hours at a time, days at a time. Far too much time spent on there. But what came out of the specialist, for me, was a long-term friendship. One of my dearest friends that I know, I still speak to today, my friend David Drury. I met him on the specialist. Now, back then, he made the claim that he was about 5 to 10 years older than I am now. So I think he was saying he was around 30, 35. Now, being that most of us at that time were about 20 or younger, we had no idea how to tell how old someone really was. And Dave was pretty good about, not letting his true age out. Come to find out, he's about 10 years younger than me. 8 to 10. So, okay. No, I actually think he's a little bit closer than that. I think he's 6 or so years younger than me. But still, it always kind of, made me laugh when he eventually admitted to it. I was like, yeah, okay, well, whatever. So, but that's a friendship that's been lasting quite some time. Now, what's important about that is Dave was one of those guys who, and still is one of those guys, who kind of draws people to him. High charisma, that type of thing. So what ended up happening is shortly before The events of what's going to happen next episode I'm going to talk about. No, two episodes from now I'm talking about. Shortly before the events of 2005 Katrina, probably about 6 months before then, is when I really started hanging out with him and the rest of that group. The people who would become a very close-knit group of players a few years down the line. And I'm going to talk, let's see, when do I talk about that? I talk about that group on the 18th and 19th, so get into there. But Dave was one of those guys, and he still is to a certain degree. I know he's finding real life to be a very different experience than the virtual world. But, you know, we all do. And I do kind of find it ironic that in that game, he always kind of abhorred, you know, people who played cops and whatnot. He always played a criminal hitman in the game. And nowadays he's a, you know, trainee to become a police officer. It amuses me. It's a little bit of, you know, funny situations there. It's pretty funny. Don't want to use the word irony because I'd be using irony incorrectly, I think. Anyway, so where was I going with this? So, the Specialist Roleplay was definitely kind of really establishing myself as part of the community, and the shockwaves of that community are still felt today to me. Because, well, these days I spend a lot of my time chatting with people on TeamSpeak. My own personal server I run. And half the people who are on there are pretty much direct connections because of my association with Dave in 2004. You know, the other half, actually, ironically enough, come from my brother Alex's association with other people that he's brought on. So, you know, kind of funny. I am trailing off at this point, so that probably means I should get going. Because a lot of what I would talk about other than what I've said so far is going to be covered in future episodes. So, I'm going to go and wish you all a wonderful Friday. The weekend is almost upon us, so I'll see you all there. Bye-bye.